Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Our Jennifer Gould standing by. Jennifer.
A macabre confession has reportedly emerged from a case that has gripped the nation. As the father of missing 7-month-old Emmanuel Harrow has reportedly confessed to killing the child and disposing of his tiny body in a trash can. The harrowing revelation was allegedly made to a fellow inmate, an undercover informant exposing the family's sinister plot. This confession directly contradicts the fabricated story of a kidnapping that Jake Harrow's wife, Rebecca Harrow, had spun. According to one media outlet, Jake, 32, initially told police he had accidentally rolled over on the infant in bed, causing his death. This account, however, was just a prelude to a far more disturbing narrative, which was pried out by the undercover Perkins informant, reportedly planted inside the jail. Harrow's alleged new statement that he placed his son's body in a trash can in their home has sent a jolt through the investigation as Emmanuel's remains remain missing. Here's Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco at the news conference.
This was preventable in numerous ways. There is absolutely nothing worse than harming a baby. Broken bones, injuries, life-altering trauma. And had that case been successfully handled how it should have been, Emmanuel would still be with us today.
The case began with a desperate plea from Rebecca, who claimed on August 14th that she was knocked unconscious and her son was kidnapped from a Big Five sporting goods store parking lot in Yucaipa. She told investigators she was changing Emmanuel's diaper when an assailant attacked her. However, court documents and investigators believe the baby boy may have been dead up to 9 days before Rebecca's dramatic claim of an abduction. The official timeline of the alleged murder is now believed to be sometime between August 5th and August 14th. Rebecca had also been seen at the same sporting goods store days before the alleged abduction, reportedly asking if there were exterior surveillance cameras on the building after claiming her car was burglarized. Investigators say this proves premeditation. This grim case is not Jake Harrow's first encounter with the justice system over child cruelty. He has a prior felony conviction from 2023 for willful child cruelty, stemming from a 2018 incident where his infant daughter, just 10 weeks old, with a previous partner, suffered severe skull fractures and a brain hemorrhage. The family's history is further compounded by a devastating detail. Rebecca's own brother is serving 50 years to life for murdering his girlfriend and staging it to look like a suicide. Jake Harrow, along with his 41-year-old wife, Rebecca, was arrested and charged with the child's murder, making a false report and conspiracy. If convicted, they could face life in prison without parole or even the death penalty. Their next court appearance is September 4th. For more on this story and all your crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
In a calculated act of violence, a Newport Richey, Florida woman is accused of turning her home into a chamber of torment, allegedly dousing her sleeping husband with sulfuric acid and barricading him in a bedroom to die in excruciating pain. Xuan Ying Yi, 50, now faces first-degree murder charges after the attack left her 65-year-old husband, Robert Hayden, with catastrophic burns that ultimately killed him. The horrifying scene unfolded at their Slippery Rock Road home at 5:01 p.m. when he herself called 911, admitting to the attack. Responding officers were met with the sound of Hayden's screams from a bedroom that had been meticulously secured from the outside with a wooden bar and wire. Inside, they found him covered in extensive chemical burns. He was immediately airlifted to Tampa General Hospital, but despite desperate efforts by medical staff, he died from his profound injuries 3 days later. Police investigators concluded the assault was no impulsive act either. Evidence showed clear premeditation, with he having obtained the corrosive acid and waited for her husband to fall asleep before pouring it all over him. The timing of the attack seems to have been deliberate, as court records reveal the couple, married just a year prior in August of 2024, were embroiled in a bitter divorce. A court hearing was scheduled for the very next day, in which Hayden was seeking exclusive use of the home. He was swiftly arrested and charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery, causing serious bodily injury. She is currently being held at Pasco Corrections. According to officials, authorities had responded to prior verbal domestic disturbances at the home, though no arrests were made before this final lethal incident. And finally, who orders pepper and gets pepper spray? Well, that's what went down at a Longhorn Steakhouse in Cheektowaga, New York, where a beef between two women turned into a full-blown chaotic scene, leaving a baby hospitalized. The juicy drama kicked off when two groups, one celebrating a birthday, were hanging out at the restaurant. A verbal spat started between two women, and things got real spicy real quick when a third allegedly pulled out a can of pepper spray and just let it rip, sending a cloud of chaos poof over the unsuspecting diners. Witness Leopard Cleopatra spoke to WIVB News 4.
Not only was she getting hit and the baby she was holding getting hit, but then that basically penetrated throughout the whole entire restaurant.
Cops say the pepper spray hit a one-year-old baby and several others, sending the little one to the hospital with trouble breathing. The woman who allegedly used the spray, poof, she disappeared before police even arrived. But no, they did not do a stakeout to find her at the steak joint. Police said no one at the scene was willing to spill the beans and ID who she was, making this a real mystery. Talk about an unappetizing experience. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.